Milwaukeeans with strong ties to Ukraine say they're closely watching the U.S. presidential election, hoping that the next president will continue to help Ukraine in its war with Russia. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The borscht looked and smelled wonderful as several pots of the Eastern European soup sat simmering on a serving table at Puddler's Hall in Bayview Saturday. About 15 cooks were taking part in a borscht-off competition at an annual fundraiser to raise humanitarian aid for Ukraine. One of the cooks, Ulana Tyshinsky, says beets are an essential ingredient of borscht. Beyond that, she jokes there can be a lot of variety.
There is a saying that says there are as many recipes for borscht as there are Ukrainian women.
A lighthearted moment in what has been a stressful 2.5 years for people with family and friends in Ukraine and worried about the Russian invasion of their beloved country. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Biden-Harris administration and Congress have responded with $70 billion in weapons, equipment, and other military support for the government of Ukraine. A large share of that money is spent at weapons factories in the U.S. Another $33 billion has gone to Ukraine for humanitarian aid. But President Joe Biden is leaving office in a couple of months, and the contest to replace him between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump has some Ukrainian Americans casting their vote based on who they think is more likely to keep supporting Ukraine. Vinyar Gazazulin lost his home, job, friends, even the cemetery of his parents during the 2014 Russian invasion of Ukraine. He's just become a U.S. citizen. The Cudahy resident says he'll cast his first presidential ballot for Democrat Harris.
Because Harris, Kamala Harris, promised to support Ukrainian in fight with Russia.
For others, one generation removed from Ukraine, the Democrats' promise to support continued military aid is one of the reasons they back Harris. Bayview resident George Tyshinsky says his parents came to the U.S. from Ukraine in 1949. He says his cousin is a doctor in Ukraine, brought out of retirement to treat non-life-threatening war wounds suffered by Ukrainian soldiers. Tyshinsky mentions another Harris promise.
She believes in democracy. In Eastern Europe, I think that Vladimir Putin is a dictator, and he is imposing his will on a sovereign country. And I hope and I pray that Ukraine will maintain its sovereignty.
Earlier this month in Dodge County, Donald Trump repeated one of his frequent promises on how he would deal with current international conflicts.
I will settle the war in Ukraine. I will end the chaos in the Middle East, and I will prevent World War III. I'm going to prevent.
Trump has often promised to end the Ukraine-Russia war before he would take office in January. The borscht cook, from whom we heard earlier, Ulana Tyshinsky, says she believes Trump, as dealmaker, would let Russia keep the territory it has taken from Ukraine.
When I hear him say that, I know that he's just going to give Ukraine on a platter to Putin. You know, well, he's a puppet of Putin. And whatever Putin wants, Trump is going to give him.
Tyshinsky says she even fears that if Trump is surrounded by aides who follow his every word, that little will be left of Ukraine except its resilience and its culture. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.